我们大家一同打开罗马书第十二章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们要读最后几节的圣经。
We want to read a few last verses of
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们来读第十九节一直到二十一节。
We want to read from verse number 19 to 20.
大家一同来读，一、二、三。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。请你念一遍。
Now you want to read from verse number
19.
Okay. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Amen.
Amen.
我们上个礼拜在这里讲到，我们一定要尽量与众人和睦。
Last week we were saying that be careful and also live in harmony with all people.
如果你可以做得到的话
，If it is possible with you,
你应当与所有的人可以和睦。
You want to live in harmony with all people.
这是很不简单的事情。
Something which is difficult.
因为有些人你愿意与他和睦，他根本不愿意跟你和睦。
Because the people want to live harmony with them, but they do not want to.
有些人你对他好，他以为你怕他。
And the people you are good to them, they look as if they're afraid of you.
有一些人呢，你用爱心待他，他以为本来就应该是这样。
The people you treat them with love, they thought that this is never too reasonable.
有些人你借钱给他，他以为借就等于送。
And the same people who lend you lend money to them, they thought that you give money to them.
有些人你十次请他吃饭，第十一次忘记请他，他就咒诅你。
There are people you treat them for 10 times on the feast table, for once you forgot, they thought that they will curse you.
宁可从来不请，请一次他还会纪念你。
If rather you never give him treat, but only treat once, he'll remember forever.
每一个人的个性是不一样的。
So everybody is different.
每一个人从小性格的塑造也不一样。
Since our young, the modeling of characteristic is different.
他们对待人的习惯也不一样。
And their habit to deal with others is different.
他们的家庭背景、他们的环境背景、他们的受学校的教育跟政治的形态都是不一样的。
Their educational, their home background, their political training are all different.
所以你说我只能找与我一样的和好。
So you say I can only live at peace with those people who are the same with me.
与我不一样的都是怪人。
And those are different with me, they're strangers.
我与正常人的和好就够了，与怪人我不能和睦。
It is only enough for me to live in harmony with those people who are normal, but those people who are abnormal, I don't live harmony with them.
上帝体贴我们的软弱。
But God knows our hearts.
他顾念我们有很多不可能。
He sympathizes.With us for the impossibility with us.
尽可能的话
，You say if it is possible，
或者照你可以做到的情形来看
，If depend on you what you can do，
你要尽量与众人和睦。
Try your very best to live at peace with people。
上个礼拜我们引用孔子的话说
，And last week we used good Confucius to say，
小人同而不和。
For those who are lowly who are the same but not in harmony，
那么君子呢？和而不同
，But for these gentlemen, they may be in harmony, but they may be different.
我们虽然不一样
，even though we're different，
但我们还可以和睦
，but we can live at peace.
虽然个人有不同的立场
，even though we have different stand ground，
我们可以尊重对方
，but we can respect the opposite party.
这种君子的伦理是什么呢
？So the gentleman ethic is
to agree with disagreement.
我们虽然不同意，我们还是可以同意。
我们可以同意，我们中间有不同的地方。
We can agree.That we disagree.
所以众人的和睦
so everybody to live in peace
是美好的一件事情
It's a good thing.
家和万事兴
Because a family will prosper if we live in harmony.
社会和万事兴
If society lives in harmony, we will also have revival in society.
城邦和万事兴
And the same thing with the nation.
世界和万万事兴
And the same thing with the world.
这世界真的需要有愿意和睦心智的人在社交中间做主动的影响力
You know, in the international relationship We need these people who like to live in peace in the world To have a starting force
You know, 有一些人常常以仇恨做他做人的基础
Because there are many people who use hatred as the foundation of them as a humankind.
这些人只懂得看别人的缺点。
They only know how to see people's weak points.
他们常常吹毛求疵，发现别人不对的地方。
Many times they are very tricky to pick people's wrong things.
那个对自己的错误尽量遮盖，尽量假冒，尽量诡诈，以外表不同于内心的虚假面貌来骗别人。
But do they are wrong? They cover themselves. I'm doing all hypocrite to cover themselves so that they don't show people their true faces.
这是很不对的事情。
This is not right.
那么你说我如果不能做到怎么办呢
？So if I cannot accomplish that, what to do?
所以这里说尽可能你做到。
If it is possible, it is safe.
那么你说我若尽可能还是没有办法怎么办
？If I try my very best, I cannot achieve it. What to do now?
一方面尽你所能，一方面。继续长进。
On the other hand, you try your very best. On the other hand, you want to press for progress.
这个叫做进取性的完全心态。
It's a progressive perfection mentality.
The mentality of a perfect man in progress.
那么就是在这个心态里面，继续不断的去完成。
我现在能做到的是有七分。
Now I can accomplish 70%.
我有没有尽我七分的力量做
？But with 7%,
尽了七分的力量做，另外三分没达到怎么办
？If you try 70%, 30% run out, there what to do now?
我要从七分到七分半。
From 7 to 7.5.
七分半到八分。
7.5 to 8.
因为我会长进。
Because I can grow.
我小的时候从我的妈妈学到一件事情。
When I was young, I learned from my mother one thing.
明天有没有考书
？Is there exam tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh yes.
你读了没有
？Have you studied?
读了。
Yes.
来来来来。
Come come come.
我就跑到妈妈面前。
So I come to my mother.
那明天考书你读好了。
So you finished the study for tomorrow.
像你现在读的情形。
According to what I've studied now,
你大概明天会拿几分
？How many marks are you going to score?
我说最少八分。
At least 8.
那么你再读半个钟头好不好
？Study half an hour more.
就可以八分半啦。
Then 8.5 marks.
所以我就再读了。
So I study again.
读完了我再去玩了。
And I say I'm going to play.
妈妈说回来回来回来回来。
I'm going to come back.
你读了现在明天大概几分呢
？So how much you can score tomorrow?
我至少明天会八分半。
At least 8.5.
那么你再读一段好不好？可能会九分。
I just study one more paragraph.
我就给我妈妈弄得没有办法。
So I have no way.
玩一半给她叫回来。
I will playing my mother.
对，再去玩再叫回来。
And I go and play and come back.
他说如果你能拿到十分，别人拿不去是你的。
If you can make 10 points, no one can snatch away. It's yours.
如果你只有拿七分，三分还给老师。
If you only earn 7 points, 3 points return back to the teacher.
如果你只有拿五分，跟老师平分对半。
So if you only earn 5 points, you're half-half with your teacher.
学费给了他，分数拿一半，很笨。
You pay the school fees, but yet you only earn half the mark.
再努力一点好不好
？Study harder.
努力完了再努力一点好不好
？After this, study harder.
啊，我这一个就是要表达的这个字。
So this one I want to express you.
所以我的母亲教导我。
My mother taught me.
你尽了你所能。
You have done your very best.
还感到不够。
Still insufficient.
再尽力。
Now do again.
尽了以后。
After you've done that.
还感到不够。
Finish.
再尽力。
Labor more.
这样你会一直不断进步。有一天你会超过别人
Then you keep advancing One day you surpass others
我们今天有许多灵性不会长进的真正原因是什么呢
Today what the true reason that Why you cannot grow in a spirituality
你满足了
You're satisfied
我不错了
You say I'm not too bad
你怎么知道你好
How do you know you're good
因为比我不好还有吗
Because there are so many people who are less
good 比我不好的你看一大堆嘛
So many people who are less good than myself
我只有跟两个人吵架
I only quarrel for two
他跟18个吵架
He quarrel with 18
所以我比他好了
So I'm better than he does
为什么总是比下不比上
Why is it that compared those are lower not
我们不可以满足
We cannot feel contented
因为满足我们就不进步
Because if you feel satisfied you cannot progress
常常满足的人
Those who feel satisfied often
不但是自己安慰自己
Not only he was console himself
更是自己欺骗自己
On the more he deceived himself
因为主赐更多的恩典
Because God want to give more grace
而且是有真正谦卑的人会得到更多的恩典
It is only for those who are humble will receive more grace
恩典为什么赐给真正谦卑的人
Why is there more grace given to those who are truly humble?
因为他不相信上帝的恩典只有到这里
Because he doesn't believe that God's grace will cease here
不相信我的成就只有到这里
He doesn't believe my achievement is only stop here
谦卑就是不断追求
So to be humble means you keep pressing on
谦卑不是弯腰鞠躬
Humility doesn't mean you bow to people
谦卑是继续不断追求
But continue on to grow
永远不满足自己所已经成就的说大道
Forever you're not satisfied what you have achieved until today
如果能行
If it's possible
尽力与众人和好
Try your very best to live at peace with others
感谢上帝
Praise God
讲完了这句话以后
And after this statement
接下去 这圣经怎么讲呢？
Then what did the Bible say?
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤。
He said, do not take revenge yourself.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
我已经尽力了。
I tried my best.
我已经与人家和好了。
I want to be at peace with people.
他不但不愿意与我和好。
Not he doesn't want to be at peace with me.
他还用恶意伤害我。
But using evil, he harmed me.
那我要怎么办呢？
Now what am I going to do?
我已经忍到不能再忍了。
I've tried to be patient with him, but I cannot endure anymore.
人的忍耐一定是有限度。
Because there's a limit for our patience.
忍到不能再忍的怎么样呢？
Endure. What do you do now?
我们就反了。
You want to hit back?
当一反的时候呢？
When you hit back,
你从被动变成主动。
From passiveness, you come to activeness.
请注意啊，有很多人在为自己辩护的同时，他无意之中攻击别人，他不知道。
At a time when we defend ourselves, many times knowingly actually we are being offensive.
At the same time, you try to defend yourself, but you becomes offender to others.
那同时你在自己为父的时候，其实你在攻击别人了。
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你不记得你什么时候从被动变成主动。
Because many times you forget from where you come from passivity to activeness.
所以人家对你不好的时候。
So when people are not good to you.
忍受忍受忍受。
You endure.
忍到最后呢。
Until your limit.
啊，就开始速算自己的好处。
So you start to count your own goods.
我告诉你，速算自己的好处跟速算别人的缺点是表兄弟。
To count your own good and to count people's bad are cousin brothers.
我已经忍到这样了，你还对我不好啊？
You know, I have been patient for you until now. You are no good to me.
你知道不知道我赦免你几次？
You know how many times I have forgiven you?
你知道不知道我已经忍到不能忍了？
You know, I cannot bear anymore.
像我这样好的人，你还不认识？
A good person like me, you don't even know.
要不要我打你几次，你才懂得我多么厉害？
I will beat you a few times, then you know.
所以伸冤的时候，
so when you take revenge,
报应的时候，
when you take revenge,
常常犯上一个自以为是多受人苦难，而且把别人加在自己苦难，当作是故意的攻击。恶意，所以呢，你一定要报仇。
Many times you feel that because I'm patient, because I make wrong against, and that's why I got to take revenge.
所以呢，许多时候人在这个时候就掉落在一种人的常犯的心理病里面。
So many times in this kind of situation, we fall into a trap psychologically.
什么心理病呢？
What kind of psychological trap?
Paranoia.
Paranoia.
Paranoia 什么意思呢？就是总以为我是受亏的。
So you 疑心疑鬼，
无论什么他都是对我不好。
So no matter what you feel that he's not good to you，
他对我不好是故意的。
And also with intention，
不但是故意，他已经计划很久的。
Not only intention， he planned it long ago。
一方面想我忍耐多久，一方面想你看他坏蛋多久了。
So he said how much I've been patient with me with you， and so he said how much I planned for that。
在这样的状况中间，
so with this situation，
我们就会把自己的好处越来越提升，越来越提升。
So we lessen our good points，
把别人的缺点越来越加重，越来越加重。
So add also more to their wrongs，
那就认为我打你是应该的。
So it is too reasonable for me to hit you，
管教你是应该的。
For me to teach you，
我今天对付你是应该的。
It's for me to go offensive to you is good，
因为你做人太过分了。
Because too much，
你一定是姓王的第八个孩子。
You must be the eighth brother of 姓王。
你是王八，
王八蛋。
所以一定要对付你一下。
So I must offensive to you。
Paranoia
和 paranoid
就是受害的心理。
Which means you're being prey against。
到了最高峰的时候
，When it comes to climax，
就开始用行动。主动的去报复别人
，using action actively going to take revenge。
那这件到底对不对呢
？Is that right？
这件的圣经不喜欢的。
This is not what the Bible wants。
所以圣经说不要为自己伸冤。
So the Bible says do not take revenge。
为什么圣经说不要为自己伸冤
？Why the Bible says do not take revenge？
因为当一个人在主动伸冤的时候，他是为自己，不一定是为真理。
So when I take active part to take revenge, he's fighting for himself, may not be for the truth.
为什么这个人对别人不好，你一句不讲；一对你不好，你就发脾气
？Why say when this person is no good to that person, you never say anything to you, then you want to take revenge?
你说他不对
，She's wrong.
他不对，是他不对。
Yeah, he's wrong. Yes.
他对别人不对，为什么你不讲话
？He's wrong to others. Why say you never say anything?
对你不对，为什么你讲话
？But when he's wrong to you, how come you repay it?
因为我不是别人，我是我。
Because I'm not other than my.
别人受害我不懂，我受害我懂吗
？Other than pray against, they don't know, but I know.
我就为自己讲话了。
So I speak for myself.
我就 为自己申冤的。
So you take revenge for yourself.
这就表明你不是一个舍己的人。
Meaning that you're not one who deny yourself.
你还是一个以自己为中心的。
You still use yourself as a center.
如果你只顾到自己的利害关系。
If you only care for your own gains and losses.
只顾到自己的甘苦关系。
And care for your sufferings.
只顾到自己的面子的问题。
Care for your own face.
那你不是一个为大众做事的。
Which means you're not one who do for the public.
你所讲的公义是你与他个人两个之间的公义问题。
When talking about justice, just between you and that person, two persons.
公义应当从整个社会公平的公益来。
So when talking about justice, it might be a society justice.
不是单单从个人的得失来看。
Not coming from own individual as a gain or loss.
这样先人后己。
So you must treat others first, then yourself.
先大我后小我。
And the big I and the small I.
先社会后个人。
The society, then I as an individual.
你才是伟大的。
Then only a great figure.
既然我们许多时候太快行动。
So many, many times we take action too fast.
太快为自己辩护。
Many times too fast we revenge for ourselves.
太快以自己受的小小的损失当作是整个公益的颠倒。
Too fast that for the small loss that you suffer, you thought that there is a reverse of justice.
不但如此，
Not so,
我们就犯了另外一个大错。
Then also we do another wrong.
那就是什么呢？
That is,
我们代表上帝，站在上帝的位置上行审判。
We want to represent God, to stand in the position of God to be a judge.
所以我们就开始对付别人。
Then we start to deal with others.
好像上帝的怒气临到你，你看见没有？他说在哪里？就在这里。
As same God's wrath is upon you, he says, do you know where?
So my fish, you play God.
你扮演神的角色。
You replace God.
你代替神的地位。
You take the position of God.
你站在神的地位上。
You try to be the supreme judge.
你要做一个最高的审判官。
这个是更大的错误了。
This is even a greater mistake.
许多时候我们为自己身边所做的事。
Many times the thing we do because we want to take revenge for ourselves.
是无意之中过分而不自救的。
And in unconsciously, maybe you don't know, but then you surpass it.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你没有发现你自己本身的缺点在哪里。
Because you don't know about your own shortcoming.
你也没有真正用客观的角度来看他的错误到底正统的正色的程度到哪里。
You do not have a right measurement of people's wrong from objective perspective.
所以你低估了他，高估了己。
So you low estimate him and high estimate yourself.
那把有限的见解当作是神无限的审判。
Then with a limited understanding, what is substitute as an unlimited judgment of God?
当你下手的时候呢？
So when you really hit,
你下得过分了。
You hit too hard.
啊，以后呢，第三个错误就来了。
And then the wrong comes.
你做了一个不能挽回的过分的恶，以为你自己行义。
You have done a evil that is irreversible.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你说这个人这么不好，
because he's not
good. 我就对付他。
I'll hit him.
结果因为呢，就不故意的要伤害他，结果呢，害得过分，甚至人因为你的报仇，他就死了。
But it's intentionally you want to take revenge, but because you done it over limit and he was killed.
甚至有的做父母的打孩子，不小心孩子给他打到终身变成耳聋。
Even some of the parents they want to beat their children, they are not intentional, but yet they become deaf.
有的打得过分，终身瘸腿。
And too much also become lame.
有的打得过分，终身心理受伤，一生一世变成不正常的。这个精神病的。
And some children have been hit too much until they become psychologically abnormal.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那个时候我太气了。
Because I was so angry.
那么现在呢，一个人自己太生气的时候，会不会有足够的客观的力量去帮助另外一个人呢？不可能。
Now for a person who is not too angry, will be objective enough to help a person? It's not possible.
如果我做校长，
if I were to hit master,
我选老师的时候，
when I choose a teacher,
我要选那些在学生最调皮的时候，心里能镇定，能客观，能够很稳重处理事件，而不随便发怒的。
I would choose those teachers even among the most naughty class that they can deal with things calmly.
那种老师这种心态的修养是大的不得了。
Because this accommodative heart they have is so great.
许多做母亲的人、啊、
，many of the mother,
孩子调皮。
When the children are naughty,
他气得要命。
And she got so angry.
因为他把孩子的每一句、每一个动作、每一句的声音都当作正在干扰他的安宁，使他生活不舒服，那个一个仇敌。
Because every voice, every action of the child, she gave it as something that disturb her peace.
所以呢，他感到他做人太苦了。
She feels that she suffered. 干掉了。 很吵。
安静。
你快点。
其实最吵闹就是他。
哎，这是说你们里面 most noise。
他用更不安静、更吵闹的声音叫人不要吵闹，要安静。
And with more noises, you want people to keep quiet。
那么呢，这个孩子吓死了。
So this children are so frightened。
这个孩子吵闹是天性。
Because in human nature, the children make noises。
孩子好动。
And they don't move
是健康，
而且 healthy。
如果你的孩子有病，一定很乖的。
You know your children if they're sick, they'll be very quiet.
病得越重，一定越安静。
The more sick they are, the more quiet they are.
是孩子的动作。
So the actions of the children
是很活泼的一个记号。
Is a very living testimony.
做母亲的人
，as a mother，
怎样把这个动作带到应当有的正统的合宜的范围里面
？How to bring this action so they become to a normal course？
因为你要解决他的问题。
Because you solve his problem.
如果你解决别人的问题
，you want to solve people's problem.
你自己有比别人要被你解决的问题更大的问题
，and you have even a greater problem to be solved by others，
你就不可能有。多余的力量去帮助别的人
Then you don't have extra strength to help people
丰盛生命的道理就是这里
That is the meaning of abundance life
当一个人正在处理自己愤怒不能解决的个性问题的时候
When a person is dealing with characteristic whereby he get angry easily
他不可能用客观的怒气去帮助别人解决别人的问题
Then he cannot use the objective anger to solve people's problems
所以我们在深渊的时候
So at the time we take revenge
报应的时候
When you take revenge
我们会一步再一步犯越来越大的罪
Step by step we come do more and more wrong
你先以为自己是受害者
First you think you're prey
再以为他的害是故意的
Then you thought that he's intentional to act to
me 再想象他的故意是长久计划
And further that is a long plan intention
所以你从生气变成怨恨
So when you get angry, you get hatred.
从怨恨变成报仇
When hatred and take revenge,
你就以上帝的身份来施行审判。
So you play God the judge.
而审判的时候又把这个应当犯的程度提高好几倍。
So when you become a judge, you lift up the punishment.
结果弄到不可挽回的罪行。
So then the sin is irreversible.
那是连懊悔都来不及。
So you can't even regret it.
有的太太。
Some of the wives,
很气她的丈夫
dislike husband,
因为她丈夫对她不忠心
because his husband is faithful to him,
结果她就一刀之下把丈夫把她刺死
so she had to kill the husband
等到最后呢不但没有丈夫连自己还有进监牢孩子就变成一定要活着做孤儿永远没有人照顾
then she discovered that only that she became a widow and also she's in prison and the children become orphans
为什么因为太气
why because she's so angry
所以生气真的会解决问题
so when you get angry can you really solve problems
报仇真的会解决问题
when you take revenge can you solve problems
人家对你不好
and people not good to you
你用生气会解决问题
when you get angry can you solve problems
你们知道德国有两个最出名的汽车工厂
You know, in Germany, there are two great automobile companies.
一个是 BMW.
One is BMW.
一个是 Mercedes-Benz.
Mercedes-Benz.
所以这个叫做双 B.
Two Bs.
Benz and BMW.
And Benz and BMW.
那他们的这个整个的计划跟他们的策略是非常高的追求。
You know, the plan, the strategy is of high philosophy.
美国车是每年换一个扣。
You know, American cars every year they change the model.
机器有时四年不换。
And, but the engine never changed.
这个 BMW 不是这样
BMW no
Mercedes 不一样
Mercedes no
它五年才改一点点
5 years they change a little bit of their model
五年才改一点点
And change a little bit in 5 years
所以你买车买到第四年样子还是不会太老
4th year you still get outdated
如果你买美国车呢两年就老爷车了
You buy American car 2 years to be outdated
新车一出来你就旧了
Because when new car comes you become outdated
你的五年前的样子这么就不一样
了 So 5 years ago it doesn't look
good 现在不会这样的
Mercedes won't do that
10年还很漂亮
10 years still beautiful
15年还很漂亮
15 years still beautiful
因为它改得很少
Because they change only a little bit.
那么如果本来难看，又不要改，又不难看十多年怎么办
？Well, if the ugly originally you don't change after 10 years, what are you going to do?
他们想的半死才改一点点。
No, they thought through thoroughly to change a little bit.
他们的样子很耐看。
So it is long lasting to look.
这个叫做 classic.
That's called classic.
这个叫做不需要改变。
And something that no need to change.
那么呢，这两个工厂呢
？And these two factories.
有一个工厂就是 BMW.
One is BMW.
请一个人做设计。
He invite a designer.
这设计师呢很厉害。
So this designer is very clever.
他每次设计就花了很多很多的心思。
Every time when he design, he spend a lot of thought in it.
但是这个人呢
？But this man.
虽然赚钱很多。
Even he make a lot of money.
他只有一个男孩子。
Yes, only one son.
这个男孩子要赌博。
And like to gamble.
喝酒。
Drink.
嫖
，and also womanize
玩
，also play
花很多的钱
，spend lot of money
天天有好东西
，and also want good things every day
跑车
，and racing
car 所以他赚的钱都给他花光了。
So he made a lot of money, but he spent a lot of money too.
父亲气得不得了
，the brother got so angry.
我做的半死
，I work so hard.
你总的花天酒地
，and then he spent all the money I made.
有一天他正在做的半死的时候
，one day he worked when he was working so hard.
他的孩子回来
，and the son returned.
我要这么多钱。
How much money
因为我读过书的钱
Because I lost
因为我喝酒要用钱
I drink, I need money
他的爸爸气到不能再
The father got so angry
就从袋子拿枪来
And took a pistol
砰
砰
开了一枪
And also hit him
本来大概是要打他腿或者不重要的地方
Actually want to fire an important place
给他痛了进医院悔改
So you get painful, you go to hospital, he repent
当他气的时候
But when he got so angry
手抖得很厉害
And tremble with the hand
开枪的时候
And when he shoot
中到他靠近心脏的地方
and come near to the heart.
所以他的独生子
刘尼山
就这样死了
Die.
只有一个孩子
关山
就这样死了
Die.
这个孩子好吗
Is he a good son?
不好
No.
要教训吗
But you teach him a lesson?
要教训
Yes.
怎么教训
How to teach?
哦一颗心哦
Let him die.
是不是这样
Let him die.
死了哪里会改
Because he, when he died, he cannot repent.
哇这个爸爸发现糟糕了
So this father said, "Oh, no way now."
管教，但是是火方向错了，要他死。
I teach, but then it's the wrong way.
杀死人，要去
Kill,
要进监牢。
You got to be imprisoned.
可能处死的。
In prison and
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
结果变成世界新闻了。
So become a world headline.
BMW 的设计师亲手开枪打死自己的。
BMW designer kill his own son.
结果呢？盘问他。
So he was interrogated.
问结果
And later on,
大家承认这个父亲没有太大的错。
Not too much wrong with the father.
是这个孩子太大的错。
Is this son the instigator?
但是也没有错到让他死的地步。
But he's not wrong until he to be killed.
那为什么死呢
？Why die?
这个父亲哭得不得了。
And this father,
从小把他养大
I brought it up since young.
对他寄托最大的盼望
And have so much hope upon him.
以后可以养他老
In the future, he can take care of the father.
以后父亲可以看他得到满足，得到喜乐
The father look at him also can feel contented.
完全毁于一旦，一粒子弹的一旦
All things are destroyed because of one bullet.
完了
finish.
他爱。
And now he repents.
我那一天不应该这样生气。
He regrets that I shouldn't get angry that day.
我生气的时候不应该拿手枪。
I shouldn't take a pistol on the day when I get angry.
我不应该就这样。
I shouldn't do such a manner.
那没办法。
No way now.
悲剧是什么呢
？What is tragedy?
永远赶不回来的时间。
A time you can never change.
永远不能除掉的懊悔。
And regret you can never repay.
这两件事加起来就是悲剧。
When these two come together, it becomes a tragedy.
You cannot chase back and make the time return.
不能够把时间挽回了
And you cannot demolish the regret in your heart
不能把心里面的这个懊悔
懊悔永远除不掉
Forever the regret cannot be abolished
时间永远不能回头
And time cannot return
就这样痛苦到死
And he suffered until he died
这是悲剧
That's tragedy
所以我告诉你
So I tell you
如果人对你不好
If people are not good to you
不要太受脾气所驱使
Do not actually be manipulated by your anger.
不要顺服你的气质、个性、脾气。
Do not be too submissive to your temperament.
Do not submit to your own temper.
不要降服在你的脾气里面。
你一定要克服自己。
You must overcome yourself.
不是让脾气克服。
Not that the temper overcome you.
一个能克服自己的人。
A one who can overcome himself.
可以控制大自然。
He then can control the nature.
一个人得胜自己的人。
The one who can overcome himself
容易得胜别人。
It's easy for him to overcome people.
一个人要真得胜，大力得胜，但对自己太放松，从来不会得胜自己的人，不是一个英雄。
A one who wants to win here, win there, but cannot overcome himself, he is not a hero.
一个到处要征服别人，但没有办法征服自己的人，是一个儒夫，不是一个英雄。
A one who wants to conquer everywhere, but cannot conquer himself, he is a coward. He is not a hero.
你还记得上个礼拜我对你说
，You know last week I told you，
要生气以前
，Before you want to get angry，
吞几次口水
，Swallow your saliva，
啊，三次口水
，Three times，
然后呢
，And then，
啊，然后呢，啊，袋子拿个镜子看看，你什么样子
，And look at yourself in the mirror，
闭着眼睛祷告
And then close your eyes and pray.
主啊，你怎么赦免我？
Or how you forgive me?
求主帮助我赦免。
Help me to forgive others.
你否则不可以用主导文的祷告。
If not, you cannot pray in the Lord's Prayer.
教导我们怎样赦免别人罪，
yeah.
如同你赦免我。
How to forgive those who trespasses us as what you forgive us.
主的恩，主的爱。对我们是这么大。
The grace and love of God is so great to us.
难道我们对别人不能容忍吗？
Can we then be tolerant to people?
如果能行，
If it is possible,
尽力与众人和睦。
Try your very best to live at peace with others.
不要为自己伸冤。
Do not take revenge for yourself.
总要听凭主怒。
Leave room for God's wrath.
或者另外翻译说，让别人生气，你忍耐吧。
And let people get angry, but you be patient.
听凭主怒。
And also let your God's wrath have room.
宁可让步。
And better you want to take this step.
中国人说退一步什么万里海阔天空。
You want to take a step back, you see the sky is so wide.
那么进一步什么呢？死路一条。
If you want to press forward, only by the end.
稍微退一下。
Just to retreat a step.
你看原来万里晴空。
You see that the whole sky is blue.
海这么阔。
And the sea ocean is so wide.
这么灿烂。
And so bright.
这么明亮。
And so bright.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
要休息。
Learn.
休息怎样克服你自己。
Learn how to overcome yourself.
不要生气。
Do not get angry.
生气不是不可以。
It's not that you cannot get angry.
生气有三个原则。
Three principles to get angry.
第一，只要发易怒。
First, righteous, wrath.
第二，
The second,
不是为自己的益处发怒。
You're not getting angry for your own benefits.
是为真理，为大众需要的原则。
For the truth, for the principle of the science society.
第三
，The third,
你到太阳下山的时候，生气就要停止。
Before the sunset, you must cease your wrath.
因为圣经说不可含怒到日落。
Because the Bible says, do not get angry until the sunset.
第二天起来的时候，
so the second day when it comes,
你还有力量担当第二天的脾气。
You have the strength to bear the anger for the next day.
昨天的气加今天的气，越来越气，真的会气死了。
You know, the anger of yesterday added to the anger of today, you can really die of death.
耶稣说，一天的难处一天当就够。
Jesus said, bear one day's difficulty, one day is good enough.
昨天的事不要堆到今天。
The thing which in the yesterday do not
bear today, 尽量在昨天做完它。
Solve it.
昨天的气不要堆到今天。
So your anger yesterday do not accumulate today.
免得气上加气受不了。
Less anger added upon anger, you can bear it.
明天的事交给上帝。
Things of tomorrow come into God.
不要太过挂虑，永远想不完。
Do not be too anxious about a lot of things.
这样你才每天有足够的力量。
Then every day you have enough strength
跑天路。
And to run heavy weights.
足够的力量。
Enough strength
应付各样的困难。
To deal with all difficulties.
求主帮助我们。
God help us.
宁可让步。
And let us take room.
只听主怒。
And with a room for God's wrath.
不要为自己。
Do not take for yourself.
代表上帝来报仇。来施行审判。
Representing God to take revenge, also to make judgments.
不但如此。
Not only so.
接下去，这圣经又告诉我们什么呢？
The following it says.
因为经上记着说。
Because the Bible says.
主说赦免在我，我必报应。
It is mine to avenge, I will repay.
你说如果我不打他，我不跟他算账一下，太给他放过太舒服了。
If I don't take revenge on him, then it's too comfortable, easy going with him.
太舒服了。
It's too easy going with him.
给他太方便了。
It's too convenient for him.
我告诉你，上帝在哪里看？
God is there watching.
看见谁是把他交托给上帝？
To see who is the one who commit himself to God.
谁是让步的？
Who is the one who retreats?
等到时间到了，上帝自己会在他身上跟他算账。
When the time comes, God will deal with him himself.
所以你不要为自己作鸡代替上帝事情。
So do not be too anxious to take the place of God.
难道上帝不知道他应当做的事？
Doesn't God know what he got to do?
你说上帝会不会用我去做这件事？
He said, would God use me to do that?
可能。
It's possible.
但是不一定用你去对付你的仇敌。
But not necessarily using you to deal with the enemy.
可能用你去对付别人的仇敌。
Maybe using you to deal with others' enemies.
与你无干的。
Nothing to do with you.
这个是呢，天网恢恢，天网恢恢，疏而不漏。
You know the heavy net, even though it's loose, but yet it will never loose.
神的安排很奇妙。
God's arrangement is so well.
许多事情呢，你从来不知道。
For everything you don't know.
会在一个人身上发生。
But it happened in certain person.
原来差了几十年。
But maybe it takes decades.
神的时间一到的时候。
When God's time comes.
罪人逃不掉。
Sinners will not run away.
神的时间没有到的时候
Before God's time comes,
先替上帝审判别人没有用。
Just people on behalf of God, it will not be no use.
因为神的时间表
Because God's timetable,
一定是最准的。
It will be the most accurate.
我们的行动
Our action,
常常是半事有余，成事不足。
Many times it makes things worse, it can make people think that.
求主怜悯我们
May God mercy on us
给我们真正相信
That we truly believe
天地间有一位公义的主
In the whole heaven and earth there is one just God
从前中国跟日本打仗的时候
You know in the past when China had war with the Japanese
日本在南京大屠杀了许多许多千千万万中国人
In 南京 also Japanese have killed many many of the Chinese
那么中国的军队太弱没有办法跟日本人抵抗
And the Chinese army are so weak they can fight against the Japanese
很多人恨日本人恨之入骨
A lot of people are got so hate this happening
在山东有个老人家
In 山东 there's an old man
他说我相信日本人一定会失败
He said one day this Japanese will fail
我相信日本人会失败
I believe the Japanese will fail one day
那么你根据什么相信
Based on what you believe
他说像这样坏的人老天一定有眼睛
He's such a bad person the heavenly God must have an eye
我相信老天有眼睛
You know the heaven must have eyes
这样的民族这样侵略我们中国一定会失败
This kind of nation who occupy our nation surely will fail one day
这个老人家根本看不见看不到军队上的优势
You know, he cannot see the Chinese battle
看不到战争中国得胜的可能
And doesn't see the possibility the Chinese will win in the war
他看到宇宙中间有一个运行的原理
But yet he sees there's a principle in the whole universe
后来日本失败
Later on this Japanese fail
为什么日本失败
Why?
是不是你的军力不够呢
Is it because they are weak military?
不是
No
为什么呢
Why?
策略错误吗
Is it wrong strategically? No
为什么
Why?
突然间天降下两粒原子弹把长岛把广岛长崎弄得不广不长
Suddenly these two atomic bombs drop from the heaven and hit Nagasaki and also Hiroshima
广岛啊你广在哪里呢
So where is it, Nagasaki Hiroshima?
长崎啊你藏在哪里
So where are these two places now?
没有了
No more.
当炸弹炸下去的
So when the bomb came,
消息传到东京
So when nuclear went to this Tokyo,
这个天皇不相信
So this emperor doesn't believe.
他说可能你看不准
Maybe you didn't see it right.
再等别人 Wait for people to come. 收 radio 收不到
So he cannot get a message from radio.
因为连广播公司都给炸掉了
So even radio station having bomb.
那逃出来的人呢
So those who escaped.
逃了好久的时间
And for a long time they came.
才到东京
And they came to Tokyo.
他的话是什么呢
Now what's the message?
广岛已经变成平地
You know,Hiroshima has been now wiped out.
你讲什么
what do you mean?
这么多的建筑怎么变成平地
So many buildings, how can it be, become a flat land?
一粒炸弹
Only one bomb.
一粒炸弹
One bomb.
炸这一座不能炸那一座
And bomb this cannot bomb that.
怎么可能只说这个建筑变成平地怎么会广岛变成平地
How is it possible the whole city does wipe out?
原来从前的炸弹的炸到嘣还嘣
You know, in the past, this bomb will drop another bomb one place.
原子弹不是碰到东西才炸是在空中炸然后整个斜线下来整个周围都被它炸烂
But the atomic bomb will explode in the air and then cover the whole range of the area
有这样的东西吗
Would that be such a thing?
真的这么多人死了
Is it true that so many people die?
如果你不相信的话
If you don't believe
又会有别的城市再受到这场轰炸
Other city will be bombed
两个炸完了以后
And after two cities
天皇知道没有路
Emperor knows no more way
一定要失败
He must surrender.
为什么呢
Why?
是不是他这个上帝许可美国先得到原子弹的知识
Is it because God allows America to first get the knowledge of making atomic bombs?
是
Yes.
啊，美国人真的研究原子弹很久吗
And does America studies how to make atomic bomb for a long time? No.
美国人呢只是用主义的遮羞危害很厉害的一个国家
You know this America you employ the pragmatism philosophy they're good at that
Pragmatism philosophy have poisoned the United States for long
and pragmatism have poisoned America for a long time
所以呢他们根本认为这些不是实用的东西
You say this are not pragmatic at all
那么到底哪一个国家是研究原子能的呢
Which country has first studied about atomic energy
是德国
Germany
而德国呢是跟美国好朋友吗
Germany is a good friend with America
不是
No
德国是美国的仇敌
The enemy at the time
那么如果德国是美国的仇敌德国研究原子能应当德国炸美国怎么会被美国炸日本呢
So if Germany was studying atomic energy they would use it for themselves to bomb America how can it be used by Americans
德国恨犹太人
Because the Germans, they hate the Jews.
所以他们把所有最聪明犹太人都赶走了。
So this is the most intelligent Jews, they chase them away.
所以爱因斯坦本来在德国，结果他跑到美国，美国就做原子弹，德国没有份。
So Einstein actually, who was in Germany, now he ran to America and then he made atomic bomb, not with a share with the Germany.
就上帝让希特拉两条神经交一下，哒，就马上出电。
And so God allowed this Hitler to have 七星啊。
嗯，这个，我这个
广东话七星，
广东话的啊，七星啊。你们叫的是不是 short circuit?
Short circuit.
It short circuit 完了以后
，because when they have a short circuit, then they ask him out.
犹太人被赶走了。
So the Jew was
赶到美国以后呢
？When they came to America,
美国就有那个 Manhattan Project.
Manhattan Project was in America.
就造了原子弹。
So they created the atomic bomb.
第一粒原子弹炸下的时候，不是在广岛。
So when the first atomic bomb was dropped, it was not in.
那在 Nevada。
Nevada
在 Nevada 矿也炸下去的
In the Nevada desert
几十公里外面的科学在看
You know for this tens of this kilometer wave
E is equal to MC square
E is equal to MC square
有这样的办法爆炸的原子弹
So this kind of method you make this atomic bomb
不然就火球上升
Suddenly the whole fireball came out
像大的香菇出现
And like this mushroom
我大得不得了
So big
有一个科学家怎么讲
One scientist say
My GodWe human beings have already created hell for ourselves.
我们人类竟然为自己已经创造了这个地狱。
人类已经为自己造了地狱。
Man has created hell for themselves.
那是第一例子。
That was the first atomic bomb.
三年前。
And 3 years ago.
我在美国的 Dayton 讲道。
I was preaching in Dayton, America.
我们去参观那个空军博物馆。
So we visited the Air Base Museum.
Air Museum.
Air Museum.
我就第一次亲眼看到那个炸在广岛那原子弹，大概这么大。
So the first time I saw for myself that atomic bomb that bombed Hiroshima.
只有这么大。
Only this big.
大概跟人一样高。
About this height.
名字叫什么
What's the name?
Little boy.
小孩子，小男孩。
就小男孩。
Little boy,
一粒小男孩炸死几十万大人了。
Only a little boy, but then kill thousands of young men. Young men, the men.
现在变什么
？My dear brothers and sisters,
上帝的时间到了。
God's time comes.
坏人不能度过另外一天。
The evil cannot pass one more day.
好人受害。
The good men are killed.
好人被杀。
And are killed.
好人受苦。
Good men suffer.
是终究没有人管的吗？
And is it that nobody cares?
不是的。
No.
许多时候我们受难。
Many times when they suffer.
我们受欺压。
We are being oppressed.
你安静等候吧。
Be quiet to wait for God.
上帝说时间到了。
God say when time comes.
等更多人受害的时候。
When more people have suffered.
做一次总结算。
You only once make a conclusion of everything.
上帝不是每一件事马上就给你看见果效。
It's not that every single thing God allow you to see a result.
他让多人的恶。越来越多到满盈的时候他就干预
He allowed evil men to accumulate their own evil and then you deal with them once and for all
印尼这四年里面
You know for this past decade of Indonesia
超过800间礼拜堂被炸
More than 800 churches have been
害怕不要去做礼拜
Oh I'm so afraid I won't go to church
没有照样
No they'll go to a church
害怕不见礼拜堂吗
It's not they're frightened they won't build churches
照样建
They still build
如果上帝许可
If God allow
我们在一两个月里面拿到准资
In one or two more months we have the permit
我要建一个礼拜堂比这个礼堂大四倍
I'm going to build a church which is bigger than 4 times of this hall
照样做主的工作
Continue on to the work of God
为什么呢
Why
我们不要害怕
Don't be afraid.
遵循神的旨意
And do the will of God.
如果唐牧师你建好被炸掉怎么样？不要紧，再建。
If you build it and people bomb it, then what are you going to do? I'll build again.
那么别人怎么样呢？
What do people do?
时间还没到。
The time will come.
时间到了。
When time comes.
那个炸巴利的叫做汉巴利。
The one who bombed Bali is 汉巴利。
是汉巴利现在被抓去了。
汉巴利 has been captured now.
他的一个太太是马来西亚的华人。
The wife is a Malaysian Chinese.
今天又被抓去。
Also today have been captured.
所以时间到了，上帝会做事情。
So when the time comes, God will act.
你不要生怨。
Don't take everyone.
不要为自己报应。
For yourself.
上帝说。
God say.
生怨在我。
Is it mine to take revenge?
我必报应。
I will repay.
你说主啊。
He said, Lord.
虽然我不可以报应。
Even though I cannot take revenge.
你会报应他。
You will take revenge.
但你还没有报应他，我捏他几把。
But before you take revenge, I'll squeeze him.
上帝说不必。
God said no.
所以下面的一节很宝贵。
And the next verse is important.
下面一节说什么呢
？What did it say?
啊，所以。
And therefore.
你的仇敌如果饿了。
When your enemy is hungry.
让他饿。
Let him get hungry.
若他渴了
，If he thirsty，
让他渴死。
Let him die of thirst，
是不是
？Is that so？
啊，大家来读哈，
together.
一、二、三。所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。奇怪哦，不要读下去，就到这边好了。
Stop here。
他，你的仇敌
，Your enemy，
已经是仇敌了。
Your enemy 呢？
他饿的半死。
When he got so hungry，
你说该死。
Surely he must die。
早就应该饿死。
You must die surely。
你对他，你饿了吗
？Are you hungry？
你要吃巴古德。
You want巴古德？
或者你要吃迪卡？
啊，迪卡。
你要吃什么呢
？What do you want？
啊，我拿来给你吃。
你
饿了
？You hungry？
我给你吃。
I'll let you be fed。
我问你。
I ask you。
仇敌既然是仇敌
，Since they are enemies，
他一定想，糟了，我现在饿了。
He's not hungry.
一定现在把我打死，因为饿得没有力。
He will fight me to death because I'm hungry. I have no strength.
所以你把好东西送给他吃的时候
，So when you give good things to him for to eat，
那个时候他感到怎么样
？Now how will he feel？
羞愧不敢见人。
He feels so shameful.
他真的不敢见人。
He feels so shameful.
怎么我是你的仇敌
？I'm your enemy.
我饿了你还给我吃
？I'm hungry. You feed me.
那个时候他很想狼吞虎咽。
He just wants to take a big sword of it.
但是呢
，But then，
是我的仇敌拿来给我吃。
It's my enemy. He tried to feed me.
他不敢做狼，不敢做虎。
He doesn't dare to be a this.
他会不好意思。
Tiger，
不知道要不要吃。
Not then, whether to eat or not.
因为这个时候就是他良心发现的时候。
Because then he discovered his conscience.
所以这个伦理啊。
So this is ethic.
十二章后面这一段呢。
And the last part of chapter 12
是基督徒伦理的典范。
It is actually a paradigm of Christian's ethics.
基督徒的伦理高超到一个地步。
It is so high of Christian ethics.
你现在不是攻他的肉身。
You are not trying to hurt his bodily.
你现在攻他的心。
But his heart.
为什么呢
？Why?
不是要给他死。
Not that he die.
是给他感到羞愧。
That he's put to shame.
给他感到难过。
He feels suffering.
因此，当人内心痛悔自己做过坏事的时候，他的悔改才是意义。
Because when he truly has done the wrong thing, he repents within. That's meaningful.
因为你对他不好，他再对你不好，你再更不好，结果恶性循环，只能越来越不好。
Because it will be a vicious cycle. If no good to you, you're no good to him, and then he will be worse. Dealing with you.
越来越不好，结果双方都没益处。
When it kind of vicious cycle, more and more evil, the two parties will not get anything.
他不好
，He's not good.
因为他没有得救啊。
Because he's not saved.
你不好
，You are no good.
你就得罪上帝了。
You go against God.
你说我是要反对他。
You say I need to.
我是要清除他嘛。
I need to deal with him.
上帝说深渊在我。
God say I take revenge.
我自己报应不是你。
I take repay.
你的仇敌
，Your enemy.
饿的时候
，He's hungry.
你给他吃
，Feed him.
渴的时候
，He's hungry. Thirsty.
你给他喝。
Give him something.
当你把水送到他口里的时候
，When you send the water to his mouth，
那个时候不是水进去，是眼泪流出来。
It is not the water that go in; it's the tears that roll down.
那个时候他不知道能不能吞下这口水。
Then he doesn't know whether he can swallow that water or not.
因为他看见的是他从来没有想到的伦理的回应。
Because he can see a kind of ethical response he never seen before.
这些恶人的生活就是以恶报恶。就在这种循环中间长大。
Because the life of this kind of evil people, they grow in this vicious cycle of ill doing.
他看见用基督的爱来对待他们的时候。
So when you see you deal with them with Christian love,
他们受不了。
They cannot bear.
他们很难。
They feel sad.
请你注意啊。
Pay attention.
不是平常给他多吃几餐好饭。
That not in the ordinary time you feed them well with good food.
讨不好他。
To please them,
免得他对你更不好。
Lest he is worse.
不是
，no. No.
是等到他饿的时候才给他吃。
Only when he get angry, then you feed him.
他还没有不饿，不要请他吃饭。
When he is not feeling hungry, yet don't feed them.
不要请他吃大餐。
Don't give him good meals.
等仇敌饿得半死的时候给他吃。
When your enemy is truly hungry, feed them.
你不要那个时候专门给他吃苦药。
Don't feed them with this bitter
不是不是
herb.
给他吃他需要的
What that he need?
好吃的
Good things.
有营养的
Nutritional.
健康好的
Good to his health.
那个时候你的好
Then the goodness.
就变成超越普世伦理标准神的形象的表达。
It will transcend the ordinary good of people and expression of God's image.
因为当你把好带恶的时候
，So when you could use good to deal with evil，
你用善胜恶的时候
，And also using this good to overcome evil，
许多惯性的恶人
，Many of the habitual evil doers，
内心良心就开始工作了。
In the heart, their conscience works。
他可能会流下眼泪。
He may tear may roll down。
可能良心发现。
Conscience will prick him。
可能没有办法接受。
No way for them to accept that。
他就开始思想，我做人太坏了。
Then he starts to think that I'm a bad man。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear friends,
当一个人想你太坏了，你太坏了，世界没有盼望。
When a person thinks that you're bad, there's no hope for the world。
当每一个人讲我太坏了，我太坏了， when, 世界满有盼望。
When everybody says I'm bad, then there's hope for the world。
所以你的仇敌若饿了
，If enemy gets hungry。
给他吃
，Give him。
你的仇敌若渴了
，When the enemy gets thirsty，
你给他
喝 ，Give them something to drink。
做得到吗
？Can you do it？
你说给你喝
啊 ，Let you drink
啊
，Drink just drink。
他不需要这样的洗礼
，He doesn't need your baptism。
你让他喝
，Let him drink，
让他吃
，Let him eat。
我做人有一个经验。
I have experience.
就是对我不好的。
To those are not good to me.
我没有报应。
I never take revenge.
我没有仇恨他。
I never hate them.
我继续对他好。
I will continue to be good to them.
结果呢
？Finally,
他们就变成以后对我越来越好。
They become better to me.
有时好过普通对我好的人。
Sometimes better than those who are good to me ordinary.
这种得胜
，this kind of victory
是很宝贵的
，precious.
你说呢？如果他 take it for granted 怎么样
？What happened if you take for granted？
我对他好，他也不自觉，还以为我好，就再欺负我怎么办
？I'm good to him, he doesn't know he worse than me。
有可能的
，It's possible。
所以你不要行义过分
，Do not do too much good。
你也不要行恶过分
，Do not also do too much evil。
求主给你智慧，怎样对待这些人
？God allow you to have wisdom to deal with these people。
让人对你不好而感到良心责备的时候，以后感情。就会改变。
So when people are not good to you, good then they prick in their conscience. Later on, they'll be good to you.
我有十多次这样的经验。
And more than 10 times this experience.
人家对我不好。
You are not good to me.
我静静的。
I'm keep quiet.
我笑笑的。
I smile.
等他们知道我不是不能报应，是愿意用爱心待他们的。
So when one day they know that it's not because I cannot take revenge, but because I love them with love.
他们就改过来。
They will change.
1965，我不记得是65年。
Maybe 1965。
1962，我不记得是62还是65年。
I couldn't remember 62 or 65。
有五对夫妇
，5 couples，
在南美洲宣教。
In South America, they're preaching。
那么这些人呢
？These people，
他们在土人中间工作。
Among the native, they were working。
传道差不多几年以后
，After few years of preaching，
突然间土人恨他们。
Suddenly, these the native hate them。
因为有人挑拨离间。
Because someone instigated them.
结果当这五个人再出去传道
，So when these five people went out to preach,
那一天土人就拿刀出来把五个宣教士都杀死。
That day the native took the parang and then killed five of them.
杀死完了以后呢
？After they killed all of them.
消息传到美国
，So when news came to America,
传到全世界
，The whole world.
全世界的基督教蒙上一层灰。
And also the cover will cover grooming in the whole Christianity world.
宣教士被杀常常是有的事情。
Because there are things that happen with the missionary, they are killed.
但是同一天，五个宣教士都被杀，很难。
But for the same day, five missionaries were killed. Seldom happens.
这五个人的妻子都很年轻。
So these five, their wives are young.
孩子小得不得了。
And also their children are small.
有的三个孩子，有的四个孩子，有的刚刚生第一。
Some with 3 or 4 children.
他们难过得不得了。
They were so sad.
所以呢，这个事情一传到美国以后
，So when this news spread to America,
美国就同一天全国。举行追悼大会。
So on the same day, America have a memorial service for them.
你知道什么事情发生
？You know what happened?
就在那一天，全美国有1200多人奉献做传道。
On that same day, 1,200 Americans dedicated themselves to be missionaries.
因为五个人
，because of five,
死
die,
上帝就感动1200多个青年，全美国奉献做传道。
God touched heart of America with 1,200 young people dedicated themselves to a preacher.
所以变成上帝大的荣耀的日子。
So God's name was glorified.
最奇怪的是什么
and most trending.
过几天有整个乡村反对基督教的全部信耶稣。
And a few days or years later, the whole village will turn to Christians.
后来他们去查。
So this investigator.
为什么刚刚杀五个新教徒，过几天他们都要信耶稣
？Why did they just kill five and then a few days later they want to be converted?
原来那些杀传道的人
，actually those who killed the missionaries.
当他们杀完以后呢
？After killing,
看见这些传道被杀的时候，带着你们有枪，但是没有一个要用。
Find that this five people actually pistol, but they never use it.
都有子弹
，and is loaded.
他们不是要杀人
，they no need killing.
他们在森林里面传道。
Because they're preaching.
如果有野兽出来
，if an animal comes,
有这野兽出来
，when animal beast or animal comes,
那他要保护自己
，they want to protect themselves.
所以他们有时候带着手枪
，they want to have pistol with them.
但是那一天呢，不是野兽来害他们
，but on that day it's not the beast that comes.
是他们传道的对象来杀他们
，it's the object of evangelism came and killed them.
没有反抗
，but they never oppose.
没有拿枪
，never take the pistol.
没有枪毙对方
，they never kill them.
就这样空手白白给他们杀
，and empty-handed they were killed.
等他们把这个事情传到整个乡村，原来他们死的时候都是有手枪。
So when this news was spread the whole village, actually when they were killed, they had a pistol with
them. 哇，酋长就流眼泪了。
So this a village hater wrote.
那个不应当是他们死的。
They shouldn't die.
应当是我们这些杀他们的那些死。
We the killers die.
我们的刀怎么会抵他们的手枪
？How can we compare?
哎，为什么他们不开枪
？How can they never take?
不是一个不开枪
，but one.
五个都不开枪。
Five never shoot.
所以他们就在讨论了。
So they discussing.
这个宗教是什么宗教
？What kind of religion they have?
这些人信的耶稣是什么耶稣
？What do you mean to believe in Jesus?
这个是真正有爱心的。
Truly they have love.
愿你牺牲自己救别人。
They want to sacrifice themselves.
或者酋长下令。
So the village said,
大叫好好。
We also
思想基督教的信仰。
Think about Christianity.
结果带领整个民族信主。
So brought the whole village to Christ.
后来呢，他们民族中间信主越来越热心。
So they more fervent.
再一批的复兴来到。
One more revival come.
最先这五个太太带孩子去逃走了。
Because this my wife ran away with the children,
带回美国去了
and took them the children back to America.
后来不久以后呢
，later on，
他们每一个都决定靠着主的恩典带孩子再回去传道。
And every wife decided by the grace of God bring her own children to go back there and evangelize.
更感动他们
，all the more they touch your heart.
所以那一族的人都信主。
So the whole race turned into Christians.
耶稣所讲的话
，and what Jesus said is,
一粒麦子如果跌在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
If a kernel of wheat doesn't fall on the ground and die, it remains as one.
如果跌到地里死了
，if it falls and dies,
就生出许多的籽粒来。
It bears many kernels of wheat.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
神的道没有错的。
Because God's word is never wrong.
神的爱是伟大的。
God's love is so great.
神的儿子为我们做的榜样。
God's son has set the example for us.
今天上帝会对我们说。
Now the word of God speaks to us.
如果你遇到苦难。
If you encounter difficulties,
你不要报应
Do not take revenge.
人恶待你
When people ill-treat you,
你不必伸手
Do not repay them.
因为天平主怒
Because on the left, God has his own wrath.
主说
The Lord said,
深渊在我
I take revenge.
我必报应
I will repay.
所以
Because of that,
你的仇敌
When hungry, is hungry,
你就给他
feed him.
渴了
Thirsty.
你就给他
，give something to drink。
我们今天讲到这个地方
，we'll stop here tonight。
神的时间到了
，God's time comes，
一定有收成
，there will be results。
我们大家站起来
，let's arise。
是。